This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, gunshot victim hospitalized. Cricket officials give the assurance that Barbados is ready to host its second leg of the matches in the T20 Cricket World Cup. Some restaurants report large turnouts for Father's Day. A well-known Barbadian who was ordered off an Air Canada flight is due back home today. Plans are in place to have the sargassum seaweed removed from the island's shores. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A man has been warded at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after being shot at Sergeant Street, St. John, last night. Starcom Network News understands the victim was hit in the chest by a shotgun blast. He was transported to the hospital by ambulance in serious condition. This is the latest in a recent spate of shootings across the country, including fatal shootings in St. Lucie, Christ Church, and St. Michael. The police commissioner held a news conference on the matter on Friday and promised to crack down on the gun violence. Senior cricketing officials have given the assurance that Barbados is ready to host its second leg of matches in the ongoing ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Three Super 8 matches will be played here beginning on Thursday. West Indies have qualified for the Super 8 stage and will face the US team at Kensington Oval on Friday. Manager of Marketing and Communications with the Barbados Cricket Association, Stephen Leslie, says the organizers assessed the country's performance during the group stage and sought to make improvements.
We would have hosted the first five matches during the earlier part of the competition, and we had an evaluation done a few days ago, and we're looking forward now to improving in various areas to ensure that we have a most wonderful experience for these Super 8 matches and that grand final on the 29th of June. We would have met as a wide group of teams for the local organizing committee and the national organizing committee under the chairmanship of Mr. Noel Lynch, and we just look back at what we were able to achieve and how we can improve to make sure that the experience is seamless going forward for these remaining four matches in Barbados.
He's encouraging Barbadians to come out and show their support for the West Indies.
The West Indies will have the opportunity to come to town, and they'll be up against the United States of America, who also have within their ranks young Barbadian Aaron Jones. We want all cricket-loving persons to come down to Kensington to support the West Indies team. This will be our lone opportunity to see the team prior to the boys going right to the final on the 29th of June. So we want you to come out and give your full support.
Manager of Marketing and Communications with the Barbados Cricket Association, Stephen Leslie. Some restaurants have reported a large turnout this Father's Day. General Manager of QP Bistro, Delano Small, says he was surprised by Sunday's turnout of families for their Father's Day luncheon special. Mr. Small says this year's turnout was significantly larger than last year's.
Had a decent turnout. A lot of dads came out, which is quite a surprise because, you know, sometimes I know we tend to forget to celebrate our good fathers, but we had quite a good turnout today for the special menu, and we just gave them some complimentary treats, some boxes of chocolates and stuff. A better Father's Day than last year, so which was good because today saw a lot of dads coming out today. A lot of the fathers are being treated today. So, yeah, we're having a better day today than last year, which is good. Dads are being taken care of. A lot of them are being treated, and the general reception was that they had a fantastic time.
Meantime, food and beverage manager of Bubba's on the South Coast, Adrian Jones, says although they did not have any specials this Father's Day, the restaurant was filled to capacity.
It's really and truly a great combination for us now. We have Euro going on, we have World Cup going on. So we expect to see a few people coming in. Today we didn't even put on basically an event. Basically, it was just normal Sunday special that we put on every week, and we were extremely full for the capacity. We also had the England playing Serbia, and that had brought in quite a few people as well.
Food and beverage manager of Bubba's, Adrian Jones. Well-known Barbadian Carl Alf Padmore is due to return home today after being ordered off an Air Canada flight at Toronto Pearson International Airport. According to Mr. Padmore's own account of the events, as stated in the video that has been making the rounds on social media, the flight was delayed for several hours and his complaints about lack of food and water for passengers caused him to be ordered off the plane as he loudly protested what transpired.
My name is Carl Padmore, a Barbadian, who has been put off a plane in Canada. I live in Marshfield, St. Philip, and you can tell them that I stood up for people on the plane. And they're putting me off the plane because I said there are diabetics on the plane, there are people on the plane with wheelchairs, and they're putting me off the plane. All I asked for is water and a meal. There were people at the airport since 4 o'clock, and all I asked for is for people to be looked after and treated as human beings. That's all I asked for. And there are people up there who are going to cricket. And they say to the security, he is not making noise. He's just asking. Little lady's right there. She said all I was asking for is for meals. And he is telling me, get my personal belongings and go. You all can consult the consul general for me. My mother's name is Marcia Padmore. I am not pleased with this treatment.
Starcom Network News understands that Mr. Padmore, the public relations officer at the Barbados Sanitation Service Authority, has been in contact with the office of the Barbados Consulate General in Canada and hopes to return home today. Plans are underway to certify government's Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme course. This was announced by the Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, following a tour of the Broad Street Entrepreneurs Marketplace. The program, which is being implemented under the Division of Youth Affairs, will be certified through the University of the West Indies.
YES is embarking on certifying our training program. The training program is very, very extensive and detailed. And one of the things that the manager and his team are looking to do is to certify the training. We're working in conjunction with the University of the West Indies to have this particular program certified. And I suspect that maybe in time for the current class, the cohort that they know in training will benefit from this program. So they will be the first to benefit from having the program certified.
Mr. Griffith hopes to see more young people join the program.
Only last week at my ministry, the YES program would have launched another cohort of training for the entrepreneurs, and 48 young persons were involved in that. And the fact that we have so many youngsters being involved or thinking of entrepreneurship is really, really a good thing because it is a viable option for them. One of the things that I'm hoping is that their peers will see, and that next year when we again start to do courses, that it multiply even further.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. Up to 100 young people are being employed by the Ministry of Environment to manually remove sargassum seaweed from the island's shores. Minister of the Environment and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford, says this is a national effort to control the large amount of sargassum seaweed in Barbados. Mr. Ford says this is an ongoing program that protects the environment and nesting turtles.
We have employed a number of young men and women to physically and manually remove the sargassum from our beaches in a safe and environmentally friendly way, an approved way, because unlike certain places in the world, our beaches provide a rich source of biodiversity. It is the nesting site for our endangered turtle species, hawksbill turtle species, the green turtle, and the leatherback, of course. It is a serious threat if we seek to operate by putting mechanical equipment, big heavy equipment, on those beaches.
Mr. Ford stated that businesses have also joined in the cleanup effort.
Some hotels employ persons as well as part of this whole exercise to get the sargassum removed, because they understand that it's part of their product and to ensure that they are able to satisfy their product base as well. So I'm saying that there is a national effort, if I may use that word, because it involves all of you and any person. And we have some persons who volunteer to remove it because they believe that it's part of protecting that beautiful country that we call Beautiful Barbados. We can't have an idyllic sound by an iconic group called Beautiful Barbados and not understand the importance of all of us playing our part in ensuring that this country remains beautiful, clean and green.
Minister of the Environment and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford. And finally, the Israeli military says that intensified cross-border fire from Lebanon's Hezbollah movement into Israel could trigger serious escalation. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, in a video statement, said that Hezbollah's increasing aggression is taking them to the brink of what could be a wider escalation. He added that it could have devastating consequences for Lebanon and the entire region. Recapping the headlines. Gunshot victim hospitalized. Cricket officials give the assurance that Barbados is ready to host its second leg of matches in the T20 Cricket World Cup. Some restaurants report large turnouts for Father's Day. A well-known Barbadian who was ordered off an Air Canada flight is due back home today. Plans are in place to have sargassum seaweed removed from the island's shores. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.